Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
You know, Albert Einstein once observed that accountants know the cost of everything but the value of nothing. More than a century later, his words to me feel prophetic. Across industries, organizations, and under relentless pressure to cut costs and squeeze efficiencies. But many are discovering the hidden danger of trimming too much. When you cut the heart out of the customer experience, you also cut into the very value that sustains long-term success. Take hotels, for example. What was once considered a standard part of the hospitality experience, daily room cleaning, has quietly become optional at many chains. Guests now have to request fresh towels, new sheets, or even a simple trash pickup. Hotels argue this saves labor and benefits the environment, but for travelers, it feels like a downgrade. Housekeeping was never just about making the bed. It was a gesture of care that said, you've been looked after and we appreciate you. Now, without it, the sense of hospitality just evaporates. And hotels aren't the only businesses falling into this trap. Across industries, efficiency measures are cutting into the very experiences that once built customer loyalty. Think about air travel, once marketed as glamorous. Today, many airlines nickel and dime passengers for basics, seat selection, carry-on luggage, snacks, even a boarding pass. These fees may boost short-term revenue, but they leave travelers frustrated and cynical. Flying has become less about the journey and more about surviving a transaction. Another trend is what we see in restaurants, which is menu shrinkflation. Have you heard of that phrase? Where restaurants reduce portion sizes or swap in cheaper ingredients while keeping prices the same. Many also cut staff, relying on QR codes for ordering and payment. Digital menus may streamline operations, but they make dining feel transactional instead of personal. The essence of hospitality, attentive service and a sense of being welcomed, is replaced with a smartphone screen and smaller plates. But what about walking into big box stores today and you may be greeted not by an employee but by a row of self-checkout machines? While these do reduce payroll costs, they also strip away customer service. Shoppers often spend more time troubleshooting machines than they would with a cashier. The human touch, you know, a smile, a bit of assistance, even a brief conversation has been lost in favor of cold mechanical efficiency. Financial institutions are also chasing efficiency by closing local branches and pushing customers towards digital-only services. While convenient for some, there are times when people need to speak to a real person about sensitive financial matters. By slashing in-person service, banks save on real estate and staffing, but they risk alienating customers who value trust and relationships in financial dealings. And then final example would be even healthcare, built on care and compassion, has leaned heavily into automation. Clinics now rely on kiosks for check-in, fewer front desk staff and shorter appointment times. While efficient, it can leave patients feeling rushed and treated as a statistic. In healthcare especially, eroding human interaction damages trust. In each of these examples, cost cutting makes sense on paper. Labor is expensive, customer expectations are evolving, and digital tools are readily available. But when companies strip away the small comforts, or what we used to call in the hotel industry, the TNTs, the tiny noticeable touches, that once define their brand, they risk hollowing out the customer experience itself. Einstein's warning is worth remembering. Knowing costs is not the same as knowing value. The value of a business lies not only in operational efficiency, but in the experiences, trust, and loyalty it cultivates. Leaders must resist the temptation to let short-term savings undermine long-term value. Cutting costs is easy. Preserving value takes vision and courage. Companies that focus only on the spreadsheet risk becoming hollow shells of what they once were. The smarter path is clear. Don't just manage costs, steward value. Your customers, your brand, and ultimately your bottom line depend on it.
I hope you found that short story useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.